The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.86 per ton for runner-type peanuts. Most contracts have left the farmers' offerings as the contracts earlier for $400 a ton is no longer available. There were some $375 per ton offered with a flex contract, and that too has been withdrawn. The shell market price stayed the same this week. It's dropped now from 50 cents down to 45, but holding steady at 45 cents per pound for jumbo and medium-type runners. The loan, market loan that the government manages, started off this year with 2.1 million tons. They're down to 504,463 tons. Peanuts continue to move. They have to come out of the loan by 9 months after they were placed there. They have peanuts set for June, July, August, September, and even some into October. So those peanuts can come out of the loan and be redeemed by any sheller that is buying peanuts this year. The average price received by farmers for the month of May, $450, counting all various varieties. That number will become important when they are to figure out what the payment will be next year for farmers that have a peanut base on their farm. Farmers also announced this week that they're also still opposing the Clean Water Act that has caused the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to propose a rule that would regulate all water. According to the EPA, they say this new rule doesn't exempt agriculture, and lands near the tributaries are also under the new rule. Several farm organizations are upset about it, and they have introduced bills in the House and the Senate to try to stop EPA from coming on the farm and testing water. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.